what a triple-minded or a hundred-minded person is like. You ever see somebody like that? They chase this rabbit and then that rabbit, and they're going to pursue this and pursue that. Very unstable. No direction to lie. So, it's very important that we come to recognize where what I call true north is. Because without a recognition of true north, we're going to just wander about. Recognizing where true north is, then we have a direction in which to go. And our true north is God. John 10 and verse 10 says, "A thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy." Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life, and they may have it more abundantly." If you want a happy life, if you want an abundant life, realize it comes from following Jesus. I'll be a friend to Jesus, will you? Will you seek Him first and His righteousness? Will you keep His commandments? You are my matter how many people say a good work is evil, if God says it's good, we need to be on the side of that which is good and speak of it as such. Ephesians 2 and verse 10 says, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, where we'll find in the Scriptures. We are created for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. He's always intended that we be doing the things that we find outlined for us throughout the Scriptures and those things that are good. We need to be taught, and He knows that. And that's why He's provided us with the Scriptures. 3 John in verse 11 says, beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but rather imitate what is good. He who does good is of God. He who does evil has not seen God. I often wonder why a Christian or one who claims to be a Christian continues to do that which is evil. And I think the reason is that many people obey the gospel. They're baptized for the remission of their sins because they want to be forgiven of their sins. They don't necessarily turn from their sins. They just want to be forgiven of their sins. They failed to activate one of the first points. If you haven't decided to turn from your sin to follow righteousness, your baptism isn't going to do you any good. You've got to change your mind. You've got to decide to love life and see good days. And that can only be found by doing that which is good, not continuing in the evil that you don't want to be condemned for, but you still want to practice. Not going to work. You want to persist in it, we're going to be condemned for it. He would love life and see good days. Let him seek peace and pursue it. Seek peace. Peace with who? Peace first and foremost with God. We're doing those things that God identifies as evil. We know that we're not His friend, we're not His ally, we are His enemy. We need to seek peace with Him on His terms for our own good. Seek peace with our neighbors, regardless of how they speak about us or how they speak to us or how they treat us or any of those things. We are to seek peace and those things that are good. And as we do that, we will find that we will find peace with ourselves. That there will be harmony. That will be one directional. We won't be double-minded. I want to follow God, but I want to serve sin. No, I don't want to serve sin. I want to follow God. Well, it was kind of fun back there serving sin. No. You're not at peace when you're going through all that. Don't even speak of those things. Don't think of those things. But be at peace with God and pursue those things that are good. Philippians 4 and verses 4 through 9 says it this way, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, or be worrisome about nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, intense pleading, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Think on these things, practice these things, and you will be at peace with God, with yourself, and with your fellow man, in spite of whether they want to be at peace with you or not. You'll know that you're conducting yourself in a virtuous way towards them. 1 Peter 3 in verses 12 through 17 says, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And who is he who will harm you if become followers of what is good?" It's not to say that you can't be harmed. But so what if you are? Even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. God blessed you. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. That's what he has said. That's what he continues to say. But sanctify, set apart the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. He that would love life and see good days, let him seek peace and pursue it. Yeah, I still think that's a good quote to keep in mind as we come to the close of this lesson. If you would love life and see good days, remember that you'll find that trying to become more like Jesus yields far better results than trying to become simply a better you. Because it's a commitment. It's an ongoing process. It's an increasing endeavor as we try to become more like him, that we might be with him here and hereafter. You're here tonight and you're not at peace with God. You're out of favor with him. You need to make correction in your life. Would you please let it be known as we stand and sing this song?